City officials in Champaign and Urbana want to impose a new fee to pay for maintaining and improving their storm sewer systems. It's an idea Steve Cochran says is long overdue. Steve's house in Champaign's Clark Park neighborhood sits on what he jokingly calls Ground Zero, the lowest spot of the John Street watershed. When a heavy rain falls under the right conditions, the storm sewers can't handle it and water comes flowing down Daniel Street and into the back of Steve Cochran's yard. It's a dry winter day as we talk, but Steve points out the water's precise path during the last big flood in 2008.
It comes and it overflows just at the corner of my driveway and starts running across where my little deck is, my patio, and down that back property line. Then it starts overflowing even further up. This becomes like a torrent.
Steve Cochran and his neighbors have suffered through knee-deep floodwaters in their streets, yards, and basements every few years. After years of lobbying the city, John Street watershed residents are getting some relief from a new and bigger storm sewer pipe underneath John Street that's set to be completed this spring. But despite spending tens of millions of dollars on stormwater control projects in recent years, Champaign still has a lot of work ahead of them. And so does Urbana, where Public Works engineer Brad Bennett says older storm sewers are deteriorating and becoming obsolete.
Our design standards have changed over time, too. If you go back into the 60s and 70s, what they considered acceptable for a storm sewer system design might have been a 1 or 2 year storm, and now we design for a 5 or 10 year storm.
In their search for more storm sewer funding, both Urbana and Champaign are looking at the storm sewer utility fee as a new source of revenue, and says Champaign Public Works Director Dennis Schmidt, a better source than just raising taxes.
Because this is a more equitable way to distribute cost for stormwater based on an impervious area.
By impervious area, Schmidt means any place where a building or pavement keeps water from soaking naturally into the ground. Both the Champaign and Urbana proposals would charge single-family homes and duplexes in the neighborhood of $5 a month, while larger properties would be charged according to more precise measurements of their impervious areas. But both cities would also offer tax credits or cash incentives for using techniques that retain stormwater long enough to soak into the soil, avoiding storm sewers altogether. Champaign County Board Member Patsy Petrie, another John Street watershed resident, showed me an example installed outside the flood-prone Champaign School District Administration Building. It's a rain garden, a depression in the soil planted with hardy, water-absorbing wetland vegetation. Petrie says it's one of several things property owners can install to limit their water runoff.
One individual rain garden alone doesn't solve the problem, but part of the total design picture that is to combine what we call a civil engineering solution, which is a pipe, and sustainable or green solutions.
But such incentives wouldn't make the stormwater utility fee go down to zero, and businesses especially worry about the cost. Paul Orama of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce says some of their members think the fee would be an unfair burden on owners of large buildings and parking lots like Marketplace Mall. The chamber's board was expected to decide on an official position at a meeting scheduled for today. Brian J. Sullivan, a Champaign apartment building owner, has written against the stormwater utility fee in the News Gazette's op-ed pages. He says imposing the fee in the current weak economy is a bad idea.
I don't disagree that they need to do some of these projects, but I think right now we can't afford it. It's just like a homeowner. They might want a color TV, but if they can't afford it right now, they're just going to have to wait.
Sullivan's op-ed piece also argues that it's deceptive to use the term fee for what he says would really be a new tax. But Champaign and Urbana officials say that if given final approval by their city councils, the stormwater utility fee would have to be paid even by tax-exempt institutions, such as churches, schools, and the University of Illinois. You'll find links and videos with more information about the stormwater utility fee at our website, will.illinois.edu. And be listening to Focus later this morning on AM 580 for 2 hours of programming about water resource issues.